Unit 5, Lesson 17. New words and expressions.
Cinema. Else. What else? The same as. Nearly. Except. Except for. Have to. Hurt. Be born. Ago. So. So am I. So do I. Hamburger. Hot dog.
Lesson 17. Exercise 1. Li Ye was in the UK for 2 years with his parents. He came back to Guangzhou last August. Read and listen to the conversation. Then answer the questions.
Hello, Uncle. Nice to see you. When did you come to Guangzhou?
I came this morning.
Well, Li Ye, you are much taller than when I visited you in the UK last year. How old are you now?
I'm 14. I had my birthday last week.
Did you have a party?
No, I didn't. But some friends and I went to the cinema.
I never go to the cinema now. Tell me, what's your new school like?
Very good. I like it very much.
What subjects are you studying?
Oh, let me see. Chinese, maths, English, politics, history and geography. What else? Oh, yes, we have biology too, and music and art, of course.
Is that the same as in the UK?
It's nearly the same. But we didn't study Chinese there, except for Chinese school on Sundays.
How about homework?
We got a lot of homework there. But not as much as here. I have to work much harder now.
Never mind. I had to work hard too, and it didn't hurt me.
Lesson 17. Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation between Sally and Mei Hua. Then complete these sentences.
Sally, when were you born?
I was born on the 17th of November, 1986.
Where were you born?
In London.
When did you come to China?
4 years ago. We lived in Beijing for 2 years. Then we came to Guangzhou.
Why did you come here?
Because my father got a new job. I love living here.
So do I.
Unit 5, Lesson 18. New words and expressions.
Wake. Wake up. Before. As usual. Few. A few. Dark. Thief. Thieves. Brave. Side. Cross. Tail. Quickly. Test. At night.
Lesson 18. Exercise 1. Read the story and answer these questions.
For a long time, I always carried a cup of milk to bed with me. Before I got into bed, I always drank half. Milk helps me sleep very well, and I don't usually wake up. Well, I never drank more than half of the milk. But the next morning, my cup was always empty. Why? Last night, before I went to sleep, I drank half my cup of milk as usual. In a few minutes, I was asleep. A few hours later, I woke up. What made me wake up? The moon shone brightly, so it wasn't very dark in the room. Nothing was different, except for my window. It was open a little. Oh, it's the wind, I said. The wind blew my window open.
Lesson 18, Exercise 1.1. Look at the pictures. Read the end of the story and put the pictures in the right order. Write the numbers in the boxes.
After I closed the window, I went back to bed. But just before I went to sleep, the window began to open again, very slowly. What or who was it? Maybe a thief. I was very afraid. I'm not very brave. Then I saw something dark at the window. It jumped down to the floor. It walked quietly to the side of my bed. It stayed there for a few minutes. Then it crossed the room again, and I saw its tail. I sat up quickly in bed and looked at my cup of milk. It was empty. Now I knew. The thief had a tail. I got a shoe and threw it at the window. But before the shoe reached the window, the cat was far away. Unit 5, Lesson 19. New words and expressions.
Christmas. Christmas Day. Remember.
Lesson 19. Exercise 3. Listen to the man talking to the woman. Listen to how the woman replies. Then repeat what the woman says. I remember you.
Do you?
I don't remember your name.
Don't you?
You were at the Jang's house.
Was I?
I had a big, expensive car.
Did you?
Lots of important people know me.
Do they?
Lesson 19, Exercise 3.1. Now listen to the man and give the woman's answers. I'm a very interesting man. My wife never listens to me. I climbed Mount Chumalunga last holiday. It was very dangerous. Unit 5, Lesson 20. New words and expressions.
Wait. Lift. Push. Go up. Well done. Talk about.
Lesson 20, Exercise 1. Listen and answer the questions.
One day last week, Ying Tian had a computer lesson. It lasted for nearly 3 hours. At about 5, he got home and waited for the lift to come. A girl was there too. When the lift door opened, they both went in. The girl pushed 10. Ying Tian quickly pushed 2 and then 5. The lift began to go up. It stopped at the second floor and then at the 5th. But Ying Tian didn't get out. The girl looked at him. "Did you forget to get out?" she asked. "No, I didn't. I'm going to the 25th floor," he answered. "But you pushed 2 and 5, she said. "Did I?" said Ying Tian. And then he remembered. "Oh, no. I worked on the computer for 3 hours this afternoon." They both laughed. "Maybe 3 hours is a little long," she said.
Lesson 20, Exercise 3. Dick is at home after school. He's talking to his mother. Read the conversation and answer the question.
The teacher talked about animals today. It was very interesting.
Which animals did she talk about?
Elephants, lions, pandas, monkeys and other animals.
Did she ask any questions?
Yes. She asked which animal goes on 4 legs, then walks on 2 legs, and then uses 3 legs.
Oh, that's hard. Let me think.
What animal is Dick talking about?